reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
It will be Mount Holmes ball to start this second quarter as they trail Greenbrier 10-7. Bickford takes inbound pass from Reed Ellison. We're back underway. Bickford dribbling on the left side. Greenbrier in a man-to-man. Now Bickford throws up top to Robert Dover, who checked in at between quarters. Now he gives it to Proctor. He's cutting into the lane. They're going to call a foul well before his basket attempt. That is going to be on Jace Dunlap, who just checked in a moment ago. That is his first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Panthers here in the first half. Jace Dunlap, a 5'9 junior for the Panthers.
One thing you'd like to see here for the Bombers, you know, you got Proctor and you got Dewey. They are primary scorers. Who else can the Bombers get involved in the offense side of things here this quarter?
Well, Dewey is on the bench. He got replaced by Robert Dover in between quarters. Here is Proctor, who has the ball knocked away, and now an offensive foul is going to be called on Proctor, too. Luke Proctor picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home, and their third turnover of the night.
Yeah, kind of correct call there. Proctor tried to come off the screen, and he was just sitting there, and Proctor tried to go through him after he lost the ball. Probably the correct call on the offensive foul there on Luke.
10-7, Greenbrier with the ball in the lead. We are 37 seconds into the second quarter. Ball goes over on the right side to Jacob Matthews, who also just checked in a little bit ago for Greenbrier. Now the ball is over on the left side to Hayes Johnson. Now the ball goes up top to Spencer Melton, who also checked in between quarters. He can get the three-pointer to go, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound attempt. Reed Ellison looks like he's walking a little gingerly.
Yeah, it looks like he rolled his ankle there, came down on somebody's foot as he was coming down on that.
Reese Jones picks up his first personal foul, team foul number three against Greenbrier here in the second half. And Ellison's going to have to come to the bench. He'll be replaced by Braden Dewey. So 7-10 left to play in the first half. Mountain Home gets the ball back. It is a 10-7 Greenbrier advantage.
Yeah, good thing here. We got trainers that are here that are provided, I think, by the hospital. So Callie is here. You're going to take a look at Reed while he's on the bench. Hopefully see him get back in the game.
Bickford with it up top. He'll throw it to Dewey on the right side. Dewey gives it to Carson in the corner. Carson dribbling a little more toward the wing. He'll take the screen from Dewey. Now throws it to Dewey on the low block. And he's going to be, I thought he was about to call Dewey for a charge. They called a block against Greenbrier. Oh, wait a minute. Now they're saying.
Yeah, they called a block.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Dewey thought they were going to call foul him, too.
Yeah, I think Dewey was surprised. He was running to the other end of the court there.
All right, so who'd they call that foul on? I didn't miss the number.
Maybe 21, I think, is what they said.
Okay, that is going to be Spencer Melton, if that's the case. Yeah, you're right, it is. That's his first personal foul, team foul number four against the Panthers. Ball goes over to Proctor on the left side. 6:35 left to play in the first half. Dewey has the ball in the paint. Loses the handle. The ball is over. There to get it. He gets shot. It's no good. He gets his own rebound. Puts a follow-up. He can't get that to go, and this time the board comes to the Panthers.
Yeah, good athletic move there by Dover. Just couldn't get the shot to fall on the follow.
Ball is up top with Jones, and now fouls will be called. Basket will count for Greenbrier as well. Reese Jones will go to the line for the and-one situation. Robert Dover picks up his first personal foul as the second team foul against Mountain Home here in the first half.
I think the Bombers kind of got lucky there. It looked like Dewey was the one that fouled it, and they gave Dover as he came across over the top. That'd have been second.
Oh, okay.
Dewey, correct?
It would have been the first.
First person, okay. Yeah.
Proctor has the other foul for Mountain Home. On the offense foul. So Jones gets a free throw. He now has 5 points, 13-7. Greenbrier up, 6:08 left in the half. And the ball's knocked away, and the ball's being fought for, and Greenbrier's going to come with the steal, and they're going to draw contact. Now that's Braden Dewey's first personal foul, team foul number three against Mountain Home. And also that was their fourth turn of the night, and Mountain Home's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 6:01. Let's play in the first half. It is Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 13-7. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Mountain Home taking their first time out on the of the night to try Josh Fulcher trying to sell his team down. They trail Greenbrier 13-7 with about 6 minutes left of the half. Ball goes over on the left side to Mathis. Now throws it up top to Hayes Johnson. Over on the right side now to Jones. Down to Johnson in the corner. Back to Jones up top now with Melton. Over on the left side now to Dunlap. Ball goes up top to Mathis. His three-pointer will not go. And Proctor gets a rebound for the Bombers.
You know, we talk about this every game, but the Bombers, they let these runs go, and here's in the middle of one of them.
Luke Proctor putting up the three-pointer. He now has 5 points, and that cuts the margin back to one possession. 13-10, Greenbrier up.
Sorry, Matt, that's a great answer. That's how you stop runs, is you get buckets right there.
Here is Dunlap with it. Throws it up to, over on the left side now to Melton. Now back to Dunlap. Ball goes back to Melton. Met by a double team. Throws it up top to Dunlap. Goes on the low block. Now down to Mathis. His layup is good. Jacob Mathis with his first 2 points of the night. 15-10. Greenbrier up. 5 minutes left in the half.
Looks like Mountain was kind of in the zone there. Yep. Kind of Dewey got caught on the offside as that ball was swinging around there.
Carson with it on the right side. Throws up top to Dover. He will give it to Proctor on the left side. He'll take the screen. Finds Dover cutting into the lane. And now he's going to call for the offensive foul. Much to the dismay of head coach Josh Fulcher.
And I think Coach Fulcher's right there. The guy's got to let Dover have room. He's got to have room to land. And he did not give him room to land. He came underneath him as he was coming down. That's not a correct call there by the official.
So that is Robert Dover's second personal foul. Team foul number four against Mountain Home. And their fifth turnover of the night. Comes with 4:42. Let's play in the half.
I think that's the same official that called the blocking foul on Dewey down there.
Oh, yeah.
And I think maybe he was trying to give one back there to Greenbrier.
Well, Dover checks out of the game as Reed Ellison comes back in. Ball is over on the right side now with Dunlap. He drills the right corner. Cross-court pass to Mathis on the left wing. He's drilling into the lane, going in for the layup. No good. And the rebound controlled by Luke Proctor. Back comes Mountain Home. Proctor quickly in the lane, going coast-to-coast for the layup. No good. And are they going to call a foul?
Yep, they called a foul there.
Okay. A foul is on Hayes Johnson, his first personal foul, team foul number five against Greenbrier. So Luke Proctor with Mountain Home's first free throw attempts of the night. Come with 4:16, let's play in the first half. First free throw is up and in.
Yeah, good job there by Luke, knowing he had two guys behind him. One fell down as he was going for the shot. He beat the other guy, had the numbers, and he took it. That's a good senior move there by a good senior guard.
Jack Runzik checks back in for Mountain Home, replacing Hayes Johnson. Proctor gets both free throws. He now has seven, and that cuts the margin back to one possession. 15-12, Greenbrier leading it. Ball goes over on the right side with Dunlap with 4:10 left in the half. Ball goes now up top to Runzik, back to Dunlap. And kickball's going to be called against Mountain Home. Went off the foot of Proctor. So Greenbrier will inbound on the near sideline with 4:04 left. Ball goes into Weaver, who just checked back in. A little bit ago. Back over to Dunlap. His three-pointer is up and in. Jace Dunlap with his first 3 points of the night. 18-12. Greenbrier up with 3:52 left in the half.
Good to see Reed Ellison back in the game here. He's kind of hobbling just a little bit, but good to see him back in.
Mm-hmm. Bickford into the front court, dribbling on the right side. He'll take the screen from Dewey. Now gives it to Dewey on the low block. He's going into the lane for the layup, off the glass and in.
Yeah, good up and under move there by Dewey to get the pump fake and get the layup.
7 points for Dewey, and now Greenbrier takes a timeout. We'll break with 3:32 left to play in the half. It is Greenbrier leading Mountain Home 18-14. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
3:32 let's play in the first half as Greenbrier takes their first time out of the night. The Panthers lead Mountain Home 18-14. Runs a little trigger, the inbound pass in the backcourt, gets into Weaver as we're back underway. Weaver throws it into the front court to Runzik. Back to Weaver. Now picks up his dribble, gives it to Runzik on the left side. Finds Mathis quickly to Weaver. Back to Runzik. Thought about the three, but he was met by a double team. So he throws it to Dunlap. Mathis. Ball goes over in the left corner to Aiden Berry. His three-pointer is up and in. And it's a three-possession lead for the Panthers, 21-14 with 3 minutes left to play in the half. Proctor with the ball on the left side. He's going to try to answer with a three of his own. Will not go, and Weaver gets the rebound. Weaver quickly into the front court. He's going to go into the lane for the layup. It rolls around and goes in.
Yeah, how quickly a close game can get stretched out there with a couple possessions there by Greenbrier.
Eli Weaver with 5 points. All of a sudden, it's a nine-point lead for the Panthers. 23-14 our score. 2:35 let's play in the half. Bickford into the front court. Trying to get away from Weaver, and he does to avoid the five-second count. Now dribbles to the left side. Takes a screen from Dewey. Now finds Carson on the right side. Gives it there to Proctor. Proctor is trying to get by his defender. Finds Elson on the low block. He loses the handle of the ball, and Greenbrier comes up with a steal. Back quickly comes Dunlap. He's going into lane for his layup was way too strong, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. 2 minutes left to play in the half. Bombers with the ball, trailing by nine. Bickford across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws over to Proctor on the right side. He's going to dribble toward the free throw line. Now goes back behind the arc. Tries to throw it to Ellison down low. Block pass was well wide of him. It goes out of bounds. And that's Mountain Home's seventh turnover of the night.
Yeah, Bombers need to just settle down here, get a good shot. You know, there's not an 8-point or 9-point shot that's out there. You got to chip away at this thing, two and three at a time. It stops and buckets. We talk about that every week, and right now is one of those times for those stops.
Reese Jones and Josh Robinson checking back in for Greenbrier. As Weavers walks across the timeline, throws over to Robinson on the right side, up top now to Jones, over to Weaver on the left. Weaver gives it to Berry at the elbow. He'll drill back behind the arc. The ball goes over on the right side to Jones. Over to Weaver on the left side. 1:18 left to play in the half. 23-14, Greenbrier up. Weaver takes the screen, dribbles into the free throw toward the free throw line. Now kicks out to Runzik. Back over to Weaver. Back to Runzik. Now down to Robinson on a low block. He puts up the hook shot. Will not go. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up. That one won't go either. Gets his own rebound once again. And this time the third time's a charm as he puts it off the glass and in.
Yeah, you can't keep letting them have point blank shots. They get lucky they missed the first two. But you keep giving up possessions. They're going to finally get it to fall.
Josh Robinson with his first 2 points of the night. 25-14. It's a double digit lead for Greenbrier. 41 seconds left to play in the half. Here's Proctor with on the right side. He finds Ellison cutting into the lane. Now throws out to Bickford. Down to 30 seconds. Now finds Dewey at the free throw line. Dewey's going towards the low block. Now kicks out to Ellison in the right corner. His three-pointer will not go. And Berry gets the rebound. And looks like Greenbrier can just hold for the last shot of the half. Down to 15 seconds as they lead by 11. Down to 10. Weaver with it. He's going to drill into the lane, going in for the layup. It rolls around. Will not go. Rebound is knocked around. Ball still being fought for. Robinson gets offensive board. He puts it back up. He can't get it to go. And we've reached the end of the first half. Well, yeah. I'll tell you, one thing I know is Greenbrier, they're fighting for every board.
They are. They're fighting. They're playing hard. You know, it was 18-14. Their coach called the timeout there. It's 25-14 going into half. You know, we let them go on a little 7-0 run for us there. Bombers need to regroup. They need to fight for the rebounds, like you're talking about. Greenbrier is getting three or four chances every offensive possession, and the numbers are going to show you that that's going to add up over time.
At the break, Greenbrier leads Mountain Home 25-14. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk!